This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
KC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And so it begins for the 11th time. It's Peace-a-thon time. 877-881-1053 if you want to check in on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney Hotline as we, or text line, as we get our number one underway. Also, we're on the on the Twitch. We are on the YouTube. We are rocking all day long to raise money for My Possibilities. 1053thefan.com/peace-a-thon. 1053thefan.com/peace-a-thon. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bassick, the soon-to-be-famous Alec Medford, Carter Freeman is here with us, and Derek Holland is late.
Yep,
Derek Holland. He will be here, but he's late.
I got kicked out of Kroger 15 minutes ago.
How do you get kicked out of Kroger?
Did you steal something?
Yeah.
No. Did you really?
I walked in. It was kind of the doors were halfway open, but you know how they automatically open? Mm-hmm. Didn't open, and I'm like, I don't know if I should be in here, but people are moseying around. They're walking around.
The employees?
Yeah, stocking stuff and everything, but I'm like, the food's here to buy. And then I was down the bread aisle, and a guy looked down the bread aisle. He goes, hey, we're not open. I was like, oh.
Did you say, oh, the doors were open?
So, yeah, I walked there. I go, I'm sorry. I mean, the doors were open, and the Krispy Kreme guy was delivering the donuts. I honestly didn't know those were fresh at, like, a Kroger or whatever.
Yeah.
But I guess they do get delivered before 6 a.m.
Kevin, didn't you get arrested once for breaking into a store?
First of all, did I get arrested once? Yes. Second of all, were the cops called because I went into a store.
That's right.
It was a Venture. Was that a store? That was a store that used to exist. And it was the same kind of theory, except me and my buddy were there at like 2 a.m. and we walked up and the doors just opened. And so we were like, oh, they must be open. And so we walked around and some person came up and goes, can we help you? We're like, no, we're just looking. And we're about to start walking off. And she goes, we're not open.
Why not?
I was like, I don't know. And so we went back to our car.
If I'm up, you should be open.
What's your deal?
And if your door's open, you should be open. And so then I guess they might have also called the police. So then a policeman tailed us.
Ooh, that's awesome.
And it was not awesome. And they drove my friend home because he was like out past curfew.
Oh.
And so he had to go back in the cop car, even though they said we didn't do anything wrong except for, you know, I guess the
good old curfew.
The curfew part.
Kevin, something's wrong with my Twitch screen. I lost my chat. So if anybody can help me figure out how to get the chat back on my screen, I would really appreciate it. I can't see it though. If you're in Twitch and you're telling me how to do it, I can't see it. See, there it is on the YouTube, but I can't find it on my Twitch. So I'm gonna have to figure out exactly what I'm doing here today.
Let's work on that from the 817.
There he is.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Oh, wow.
Holy crap. Oh, is that what I think it is? Wow.
Derek Holland has arrived.
All right, never mind. You can show up whenever the hell you want, buddy. You can show up whenever the hell you want. Derek Holland.
Breaking news. Thank you, Lucy.
If I see this correctly, has brought in a framed Cristiano Ronaldo autographed jersey.
Yes, that's what that looks like.
Holy.
And I'm pretty sure
Cole Hamels
autographed postseason jersey. And it looks like, I'm pretty sure that's
that autographed by Cole Hamels?
Yeah, it was. Cole Hamels, who, by the way,
Mike, hold on, you think that's
will be on the show at 10 a.m.
Derek Holland autographed it.
Derek Holland autographed Cole Hamels' jersey? That'd be funny.
Now, okay, Derek's here. He's going to pass out drinks. The show has begun, though, so I'm just going to read off some text. From the 817, less than 6 hours of sleep, but I'm with you guys. Kevin, now is not the time to take a load off. Agreed. From the 972, aw yeah, let's go. Hour number one of this glorious show. I'm going to try to keep talking if you're going to hug me. From the 469, hour one, checking in. From the 817, good morning, guys. It's an amazing day. From the 940, guys, glad to hear you this morning at 6 a.m. From the 817, I'm here for it. And it goes on and on and on, and I'll keep trying to read these. And by the way, for the person who said, I really like this new voice guy, that is one of our bosses.
Oh, yeah, that is one of our bosses. And he added the intro. Music. That was very
Phil
holiday.
Collins, I think.
Yes, it was Phil Collins.
Yeah, he
in the air tonight. Yeah,
exactly. By the way, guys, I figured out my window. I closed the window and opened it, and it fixed itself. So now okay. I got Twitch back up. For all the Twitchers out there, Swaggy Booties said, oh, no, Corey broke Twitch. I have fixed Twitch. Congratulations to Twitch.
Isn't that what usually breaks the internet?
Mm-hmm.
From the 940, now the holiday has begun. Love, Pizza-thon. By the way, for people who ask, is it Pizza-thon? So it's the KNC Master Peace.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Peace-a-thon. However, today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at My Possibilities off of Maple Shade in Plano, they will be doing a Pizza-thon extravaganza with 65% of the proceeds going to My Possibilities.
So, yes, somebody did ask, what is Pizza-thon? And you just laid that out there pretty well, Kevin. We started this as a very, we were supposed to work our night shift because yep. I don't know if everybody knows, we used to be a night show. Actually, before that, we were a Sunday morning show from 9 to noon. And then we took over day two. We took over Saturday. When Chris Arnold moved to the G-Bag Nation.
Pretty much whatever shift Chris Arnold used to have is what we eventually took over.
Exactly. That's,
so if you want to know who will be the next in-game host of the Mavericks,
it's us. Yeah, and then so we were supposed to work the night shift, and then Sean and RJ had the next morning off. So we were scheduled to work that. We're like, we're going to get like 2 or 3 hours of sleep, if that, and then have to be back up here. And Broadus goes, why don't you Yahoos just go up there and work a whole night?
Did he Yahoo us before Jerry Yahoo?
I think he said idiots, but that's fine. And so we were like, because we used to do an hour, the power hour with Brian Broadus at 9 o'clock every night. And we were like, that's stupid. And then Colby was like, hey, what if we did it? And we were like, all right, let's ask the Tolos. Tolos, do y'all want us to have to suffer through an overnight shift? And they said, absolutely. And while you're at it, make some fools of yourselves. And we were like, all right, we can do that too. And then we said, let's do it for a purpose. So we called up a friend of mine who ran My Possibilities and said, hey, can we donate money to you? And he was like, absolutely. We appreciate it. And we said, okay, how are we going to raise money? What can we do that would raise money? And we reached out to Derek Holland. I texted him and I said, hey, do you think you could donate us like a baseball or something that you've autographed? And he was like, absolutely. Come over to my house. And I said, all right. And I show up to his house with my daughter in hand. And Derek comes down with a ALCS championship jersey that he autographed for us.
Wow.
And that thing sold for big money, and that was the first item we ever sold for Pizza-thon. And then since then, our bosses have continued to let us do this show every year.
And think since then, Derek, if you want to pop your mic on, I think you will agree, I have become significantly greedier with the items and people that I want. Is that fair to say?
No, not at all. You did not send me any crazy list of people to try to get on here. No items that you wanted, nothing. So, wow. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Welcome to the program, Derek Holland, who, by the way, I want it on record that Derek Holland thinks the time that we stop this show is weak. And he thinks we should be going to like at least midnight or something along those lines. But for now, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And you've voiced that opinion a number of times.
I have,
too.
But I said I wanted it to be unanimous. And perhaps
I have yet to.
No, you know what? They don't like charity. That's what it is.
Wow.
they don't want to help out.
Love charity, though, because what have you brought us today?
Well, today we have a select few items. We have a signed framed jersey of Cristiano Ronaldo.
That's unfrickin' believable.
That thing's awesome looking, dude.
And he does play ping pong.
He's a ping pong player, too?
Yeah, ping pong champion.
Wow.
No. The soccer
Cristiano Ronaldo is? This is amazing.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. Great.
Okay. Did you play pong with him?
Yeah, we played Pong, the Atari one.
Did you play Bong with him?
Did you say Bong?
That's right.
He said Bong.
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 Do you think you could play ping pong if you were the ping and I was the pong? And every time we hit the ball, I said ping and you said pong?
Ping. Bong.
Good
ping,
bong, God.
That's actually the rules. That's what they do.
Really?
Yeah.
They messed that up in Forrest Gump.
And if you hit it too far, you have to say long.
Ping pong long.
Ping pong long. Somebody said send in sunrise picks. If you're going to send in sunrise picks, just text them.
It's not, the sun's not up yet.
My apologies. Tweet them to Kevin at OthankKevin on Twitter or Facebook. You can find him there. Just send him sunrise picks because that is one of his favorite things about being up this early.
Lies from me. And what about the Cole Hamels?
That's what I was getting ready to say. You guys just interrupted me. I know I haven't been here in a while.
It was ping and pong over here that interrupted
That's true.
Go ahead.
That's not a bad
nickname. Also have a signed postseason jersey from 2015 of Cole Hamels.
That's like an actual...
Was it the jersey when he was pitching in the seventh inning?
No, it wasn't.
God,
not
Mike.
That, sorry.
Do you remember that seventh inning?
I do.
The seventh?
Hey, Mike, Cole's going to be on the show today. Why don't you want to ask him that? Is this the jersey from that moment?
Well, that'd be awesome. He had just been taken out, and then Batista came up against Sam Dyson.
The hell's the matter with you?
He hit the ball.
I'm so happy to see you again. This is gonna be fun.
Do you remember how far he hit that ball?
Yes, I do.
Were you like, dang, I think.
It was almost as far as the Barry Bonds home run.
Almost.
Hey, in case you wonder, why doesn't Derek come around as much anymore?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this is at least part of it right there. Okay, so is that a game-used jersey then?
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's not.
But it's got the postseason patch.
It's the actual jersey, I can say that. It's one of his actual jerseys, but it's just not game-used.
He pitched in two games that series. He pitched really well in game one or two. One, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Good in the other one.
Because didn't he have to pitch you to the playoffs because you guys were struggling at the end of the year, and then he had to throw like a complete game against the Angels to get you in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm. It's badass that he did that.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. We were in the playoffs.
Hey.
Mike, were you in the playoffs?
One time in 2001, but we were in Toronto at the end of the year, And they said, hey, even though, guess what it was in Toronto back then?
What?
Thanksgiving. Oh. They do Thanksgiving in early October.
What?
Yeah.
Why? That's wild.
It's a different sense. Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, obviously, they had a breakfast, lunch, or dinner with the pilgrims at a different time. Yeah. I don't know.
Did the Mayflower, did yeah. it make its way
I know,
up there?
I'm going to have to research that.
I guarantee you. Look and see when Canada Thanksgiving okay. is.
No, I believe you.
And then they called me in the office. They said, hey, even though we're going to the playoffs, we would like you to go home. And I was like, all right. I think that's a great idea, too. I was like, you guys are not going to beat the Mariners if I pitch.
Okay.
How many? I pitched against the Mariners that year. I got us down 14-2. We did come back and win that game, though, Derek.
I like that you
what happened?
Yes.
I pitched against the Mariners one time, and we won that game.
From the
15-14.
From the 972.
Wow.
Where are Sean and RJ? Kevin, your voice is funny. That's fair, but hurtful. Now, I like to mess with people like this from the 682. Where are Sean and RJ? Did I miss something? Did they get fired?
Mm. Yep.
I don't know. I thought we had a great crosstalk yesterday.
Yeah, why don't you read those texts of how you exchanged that? No, we're doing Peace-a-thon today.
F off.
Yes, he did.
Last I texted Sean Sharif, he told me to F off, and I thought it was funny.
Because you kept talking about how his dad was going to die. Yeah, you were like, he's going to die.
I heard everything this morning.
Because he's about to try to convince you. That's the Mike's going to convince you look. I know that look.
How old is your dad, Derek?
Don't do this.
It's too early.
He's in his 60s, 68.
His dad's not going to die anytime soon that we know of.
Oh, my gosh.
If you just think about how long a person lives in this world.
This is a charity.
Your dad. So here's the deal. Mm. If my dad's 88 and he says, I want to invest in this thing, it's been around for a little bit, but let's see how my money works. I'd be like, Dad, here's the deal. You have somewhere between 2 and 10 years to live. We need to make sure that you have enough money to have shelter, food, medical care if you need it. Like if we need a live-in nurse or whatever we need to help you out to make sure that the last years of your life are taken care of. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do here. We don't need to take your money and invest it into cryptocurrency right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your sons, maybe so. But not us. We don't need your money, Dad. We have jobs. We're good to go. What we need to make sure that you have is for the next 2 to 10 years of your life that you're going to live, you just need that care. Not cryptocurrency, Dad, at 88 years old. You can't take it to the grave with you, Dad.
Maybe
even though there's zeros and ones.
He can leave it for the kids.
Yeah.
Gosh, you're such a jerk.
It's transferable.
We'll be fine, Dad. We're healthy. We can make a living. I'm on the radio talking about the Cowboys. I get to talk to Jerry Jones on Tuesday mornings.
How long is that going to last?
The Jerry Jones thing?
Nope. Don't answer that. That's too far. All right. So from the 832, don't do it.
That's Derek.
832. Nope. Very bold of Kevin to assume people are listening only in Texas. Maybe people are looking at the sun coming up right now. That's a fair point. If you are in Texas, the sun is not up, but we have a very wide reach on this show. So if the sun is up where you are, feel free to not send your sunset or sunrise pictures to me. From the 214, we've checked on this. Can y'all get Derek Holland to interview that one teammate, which was the most awkward, best interview of all time?
I think it's going to happen.
That was Sean Tolleson and... If you want to be uncomfortable, that was the most amazing interview. I was in it and I was uncomfortable. I was like, this is the absolute worst. We have reached out to Tolly to see.
I talked to him.
He would like to jump on the show.
I talked to him about it and he was like, yeah, was that weird to y'all? And I was like, a little bit. He was like, it was normal to me. And I was like, okay, all right, there it is.
Who are you texting at 6 a.m., man?
I'm just checking messages.
Yeah. All right.
You weren't even talking to me.
How to lock the door and stuff. You know what I'm saying? From the...
That's not Christian.
What you said earlier was not...
That's a good point.
People die?
But counting down to someone's death is probably not what Jesus would want you to do.
Oh, I think he wants us to live in reality.
From the...
You're 88. Not eight.
Stop.
Somebody texted in, are you guys going to be selling cards this year? If you go to 1053thefan.com/peaceathon, we have a plethora of boxes, singles, graded cards, Pokemon stuff, all kinds of stuff.
And if you go to PlatinumChevyTexas.com, you can also check out all the cars they have there.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have cards in your car.
Exactly.
Now that is from the 214. I like this. People asking about Sean and RJ aren't real Tolos. Sean and RJ, well, RJ will be here today. Sean.
He quit on us?
No, he can't make it. Tell me if you think this is a fair exchange. I just want to point out, I worked really hard on the run sheet, and the one segment in, we didn't already use that idea. So I'm like, probably could have eased up just a little bit. So Sean's family is in town.
Oh boy.
And he said, hey, send me a Venmo or payment link. And I said, yeah, you can buy yourself out of this with a donation. And I followed up and I said, oh, you don't have to donate any money, but we would love it. And he's like, oh, I feel bad. I'm missing it, blah, blah, blah. And I said, all good. Just remember that guilt when donating, to which I got a dislike on that text. But so RJ will be here at 10. Sean Sharif is with his family today. Hey, feel free to send him some messages. Be like, hey, how much did you donate? Like, could you donate more? Is that the best you can do?
Currently, the donations page is up to $18. And our
$18 effing dollars?
Our goal today is we have a few things on slate. When we get to $2,000, one of the hosts on this show will do cranberry. All right, that means we'll pour cranberry sauce in our pants and sing Linger. All right, so we get to $2,000, and that will happen at some point in the show.
Now, by one of the hosts, do you mean you?
We have to decide how this goes.
Song.
Yeah.
What?
Well, you get to look the lyrics up and then sing along.
Do you have to let it linger?
Yes,
you nailed it, Mike. Look at this. All you got to do is have cranberry sauce in your pants. We get up to $5,000. And one of us will do the mousetrap maze.
Okay.
If we get up to $10,000.
Yes, in donations.
In donation money alone, Kevin Hagland will take a ham slap to the face. That's what he said yesterday
on
the radio.
Son of a gun, that's true.
So we just got to work our way to that. But yes, that Tolo did send in the $18 yesterday. He also donated a sweet entry into the pinball league. So I appreciate that.
I just want to point out, you're great with me, but unfortunately, no one else has donated any money yet, and that is concerning. 1053thefan.com/peaceathon if you want to go check everything out. All right, coming up next, Mavs and Stars Super Segment. Who you got tonight, and do you still have championship hopes for both? Next on The Fan.
Stankoven gets it back behind the net. Flip left side, shot, score, Ben! Set up by Stankoven. The captain doubles the lead, and it's 3-1 Stars.
Kenzie Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Got a Mavs Stars Super Segment for you right now. 1053thefan.com/peaceathon if y'all want to bid or donate and get involved. And we've got a couple of new auction items going up today. All right. Both the Mavs and the Stars play tonight. Fun fact, RJ Choppy is not going to the Stars game tonight because I do believe they are in Chicago. However, the Mavs are at home tonight. Do you guys feel good about the Mavs and the Stars winning tonight? And then bigger picture, do you think the Knicks and the Blackhawks, respectively, is who they've got? And then do you still see championship aspirations for both these teams? I get it super early.
I do see championship aspirations for both teams.
Okay.
Tonight for the Mavs, it could be tough because Derek Lively and Quentin Grimes are both questionable with illness.
Yep.
Klay Thompson is questionable. Luka Doncic is out. But they have played so well as a team lately. Kyrie's playing pretty darn good down the stretch. I get, like, maybe against Miami wasn't his best, but I like the way the team is playing. But if you start eliminating Lively, Grimes, Klay Thompson, and Luka's out, that's a lot. That's four big-time rotational players, and we saw how they played earlier in the year with Derek Lively out.
Yes.
So if Derek Lively is out with illness, then no, they're not going to win tonight. If Derek Lively is playing because he's healthy enough to play, it gives him a chance.
Yesterday, somebody was like, hey, can we get rid of Dwight Powell? And I feel like that's been a question that's been asked many times. But here's
towel waiver. Like he's perfect. He's just a towel waiver, a cheer for the team. That's where he should have been.
He does go in whenever either Gafford or Lively are out. And I feel like it's a luxury to have Lively and Gafford. Like, I feel like to have two big men that do what they do specifically is kind of a luxury. Am I asking too much then, or is this person asking too much to ask for a third different center?
Yes.
Okay.
The other thing too is at halftime when Derek Lively didn't play in the second half, they didn't play Dwight Powell. They went with, now that Maxi Kleba is healthy on the team, they went with Maxi Kleba as the other center.
I saw him get a rebound the other night. I was like, holy cow, that was amazing. Three.
He had a block too.
Yeah.
He plays hard and he has more skill than Dwight Powell. So, I mean, Dwight Powell might play tonight, but when you look at what they have, Karl Anthony Towns, I don't know if Dwight Powell really wants to play outside on the perimeter.
Yeah.
Where Karl Anthony Towns is going to be a catch and shoot guy. Yes, he can post, but he likes playing more of a finesse game outside. So that'll be up to Jason Kidd if Derek Lively's out.
Now, on the Stars front, I know they lost the last one, brutal third period. They've got Chicago tonight. How we feel about tonight's game, because Chicago is still not particularly good, and then the championship prospects of the Stars going forward.
Derek, you are our hockey expert in the building right now.
Oh boy.
I mean,
I'm just kidding. No, I think they win. I mean, the Blackhawks aren't really, like you said, they're not good. Agreed. The Stars, just because of the game yesterday, or was that yesterday or 2 days ago?
Two days ago.
I mean, they lost in the third, but they're still...
They,
like,
controlled the first two periods.
Yeah, there's no panic there for them. So, I don't know. I just love watching Stankoven just get after it. That dude is unreal right now.
Stanky.
Mm-hmm. And Wyatt's starting to come around, too, so that's good as well. So, I mean, the guys are getting there. The one guy that I want to see more from...
Robertson.
Yeah. Because it's like he was the guy.
Yeah.
And then it kind of just fell off. So, I'm hoping if we can get him back, too... And then you got, obviously, Jamie doing his part, and Sagan's been having a pretty good year, too. I mean, that's huge. And then you have, the best goalie in the league. Otter's been pretty dang good.
It's true. Kevin, here's something that I didn't take into consideration. Wyatt starts off a little slow this year, all right? But 2 years ago, or last year, phenomenal, right? What number is he? 53.
Oh.
What number is Adolis Garcia, who 2 years ago was phenomenal and then had a little bit of a struggle last year? 53. They're both number 53. One of the weirdest numbers to ever be used in sports.
So are you saying we're going to win the Stanley Cup?
I think we're going to win the Stanley Cup.
Oh,
what's going to happen.
My goodness.
Yeah, he gets back into it because they didn't get it last time when he was really good. So this time, that means that it's his turn. So that's what I think is going to happen, Kevin.
Do you think this is a fair thing if I responded to somebody and said, don't worry, you can get blocked for free?
Kevin, listen, man. Sean and RJ have a show that is on in the morning. And
they do.
Today, we have taken over their show. And they
is this
were,
dude upset?
Yeah.
What's his number?
I'm not kidding.
903.
No, okay. Don't give out his number.
I'm wondering if it's that Michael Tenney guy who hates me.
It's a different person. It's a different person.
And it happens sometimes. We've learned this from the first time we ever filled in for Rage back in the day. People like what they like. Yeah, just like that.
Wow.
People like what they like, and sometimes if it changes, they don't know how to handle themselves. So they start lashing out at other people because they don't know exactly what's going on.
I feel like that's how my dad is. He has like his own routine, and if it veers off somewhere else, oof, mm-hmm. It can ruin his whole entire day, and then whatever, if anybody's around, you get that wrath.
And that's okay. I don't mind that at all. It's just if you use... slurs or mm-hmm. personal offensive stuff, then don't be surprised if that is the response that you get.
Tell them to text in their address. I'll head over to their house today.
No.
He's going to deliver them a bologna cheesecake or whatever thing is.
Give them a bologna cake.
Oh, the bologna cake.
I don't want
it's
to talk
layers
about
of bologna
the
and
stupid
cheese.
Bologna cake from the 310. Gross. It's too early for Mike to be on the fan.
I agree too.
That is probably something that he would agree about. 105.
Kroger already kicked me out.
Because who? You went in before they were open.
Kroger?
Yeah.
How do you get kicked out of a grocery store?
We already went through that story, Derek. Yeah, we already went through that story. 1053thefan.com/peace-a-thon. All right. For Mavericks and Knicks tonight, do you like the switch up of the Mavericks playing a home game the night before Thanksgiving? Because for the longest time, actually, that's kind of funny. Like, we moved RJ up to 10 a.m. And he was going to be here at 5 p.m. because his routine every year was him and Sarah would come up here, do the show on their way to the Stars game. And I know the Stars always do a game on New Year's Eve. And I like those kind of traditions. Do you like this holiday-esque timing? Or are you like, eh, it's not on Thanksgiving. Either way, I'm good.
I'm working 13 hours today somewhat. Uh-huh. So I don't know how much sports I'm going to be paying attention to, as I have about 10 hours of cooking to do today.
Oh, my goodness. 10 hours?
Yes.
Okay.
It takes a while to make all the stuff we have to make.
Okay. All right.
So I'm probably sports out by the time I get home.
Fair.
And then you're coming back, though.
For what? Well, I'm leaving from 11 to 2 today.
Yeah, and then you come back.
I got to start the pecan pie, pumpkin pie, pistachio ice cream pie.
Mm. Wait, you're leaving at 11 and yeah. You're not coming back till 2?
Pressure's going to be on you,
Derek. Do you not like charity?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't love it.
You're here to help raise money, not go home and cook for your family.
Yeah, well, you guys got it.
You're supposed to be helping us.
Ask Mickey questions at 11.
Now, Corey, people were asking, what's the charity for? So it is My Possibilities. Can you explain to them what My Possibilities is?
Okay, My Possibilities, it's I'm going to give you where it is too, so you know, because a lot of people that donate and want to be part of it, we've always thought that it's important to go see where your money is going to. And Derek, I think Derek was the first person. He donated a lot of money.
I'm about to do it again.
And I said, hey, just show up to the facility just so you can kind of see what it's about. George Teague, I've sent him over there. They all look at it and they go, man, this place is amazing. It's for the first full day, year-long continuing education and job placement program in North Texas. It gives adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities the opportunity for higher education, the ability to let their untapped possibilities shine, and that's why we call them hipsters, hugely important people. They go to My Possibilities. Now, IDD can range from a lot of different areas. You know, some people aren't born with IDD. Sometimes they get in a car wreck or you know, something happens in life that changes them, or maybe they are born with it. As a matter of fact, Lucy this year was diagnosed with an intellectual development. And so for me, this is a personal thing that's kind of been with me for a long time. I see what they do. They work very hard giving these giving the hipsters opportunities to work in the workforce, to be part of society, to give them the skills to go out there, and they want to be part of it, and they're loyal. That's the great thing about them too. They're loyal to your company. So hire a hipster is what I always say. But for me personally, Lucy right now, she's in sixth grade, and I don't know if she's ever going to go to college, but for when she gets done with high school, to know that My Possibilities is there and will give her opportunities is huge. And actually yesterday, Kevin, I got a chance to talk to a hipster whose young son has autism. And he said, you know, I think this might be an opportunity for him later on in life. And so that's something that gives me some promise there, man, is that they're going to be there for people that have these intellectual and developmental disabilities. And we are raising money for them to continue to provide those opportunities.
I got to say, though, from experience of being there, too, not only did I get to do the donut that one year, was that the first year? And you had no idea who it was?
I think so, because Derek was in a donut costume while we were doing the fun run and the walk, and he goes, hey, come here. And I didn't know it was him in there, and I thought, I'm going to get stabbed by this donut person.
It's just a huge Shipley's donut just coming at me and telling me to come here.
But as much fun as that was, the coolest part was when I went to go collect my items that I won, and then they showed me around, and I was watching everything like happen, like what they were doing live, and it is. It's incredible to see. If you can take the time to do it, you got to go see it. Those kids have so much energy, so much life. They're so happy when people come in there and see them and watch them do what they're doing. It's like they get to show off their skills. Like, look what I can do kind of thing.
I can see that.
You can, and it brings so much joy to them. It's just like, I'm not trying to take this away from that, but like when I go see kids at the hospital, to give them that moment and like change everything, you take them away from what they're doing. It's the same thing with these kids when you go there. You're just showing them like, wow, this dude really likes what I'm doing. And he's seeing me cook or draw, or they were working on appliances. Like, they teach them everything. And I don't think people understand how much they get to learn and do. And it is so awesome to not only see it, but for you guys to let me be a part of it every single year.
With the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I feel like this is the normal or one of the normal time slots for the payload. But instead, we're going to give you something completely better. AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus I'm going to pay off on Mike's weed burritos. We'll talk about that next here on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, celebrating the 11th annual Peace-a-thon. 105.3thefan.com/peace-a-thon if you want to bid on any of the auction items or if you would like to donate. And now it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Yeah, zero for Peyton, zero airtime today. That's nice. That's got to be a blessing to the morning show audience here. We're going to switch things up and do some AM on the FM right here, right now. And God, this time slot sucks, no matter why Sean puts Peyton here. That's unfortunate.
What is he doing awake at this time in the morning?
I don't know. It's.
I thought Peyton was going to be here.
He will at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, see, he wanted to show up late. Even he hates this time slot. I understand it. So we're going to get to the question of the day here in just a minute. I've got something to open here, too, since we like doing pack openings and stuff. I've got a mystery box that I received in the mail yesterday from Fanatics. That is a mystery walkout t-shirt from WWE that's signed by whoever wore it. And it could be super rare. We're going to open that here in just a minute. But we got a question of the day today, and we'll talk about Mike's weed burritos that we didn't get to yesterday. But here in just a second, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Want to hear from you, Twitch and YouTube as well. We got Thanksgiving coming up tomorrow, so we've already talked enough about, people's dads and how soon they might be dying. So let's try to get a little more wholesome. I just want you to give me, it can be something totally random, it can be something in the moment, or it can be something overarching. What's something you are thankful for right in this moment? 877-881-1053.
I honestly require some thought. Yeah. I really am thankful that Derek, whether it's you, whether it's Corey, Mike, Alec, Carter, everyone stepping up and being like, yeah, no problem, I'll do 13 hours of radio to raise money. Or if you look at all the items, we spent $0 of charitable money. Like any money spent, unlike some charity events that spend lots of money to make money, and I don't know how productive I really think that is, but this one, we spend no charity money. Every single dollar that you bid on anything, donate, every single dollar of it goes to My Possibilities. And so there's a lot of people we'll be thanking throughout the day that donated a lot of this stuff.
972, I'm thankful for every time my grandma and I go see KNC live. Really appreciate that.
I like him.
I'm thankful for my sons yesterday because I asked them to run me a few errands that were really going to help me out. And they went out and got the cranberry sauce and the mouse traps for the day. And Kevin, we still need to reach out to RJ Dukes and ask
what about the t-shirt.
Yeah, she's got a t-shirt cannon that's supposed to come and shoot you in the face. I think that's the one that you can take on, that and the ham slap. So we'll see if we can get that t-shirt cannon in here today. But thank you. I'm very thankful to my sons for going out and doing stuff yesterday together. They hate each other most of the time.
That's nice.
They were together hanging out, being awesome.
Look at that. That happens though. Me and my brother used to hate each other too.
This, Derek, is really strange to me because their whole life, it's just been like constant. And now they're in their teenage years, and it just seems like they get along more than ever before. And it's really awesome to see.
That's exactly how it was. Greg used to just beat the living crap out of me. I'll never forget one time I wore his Cal Ripken jersey. He was literally getting it to go get signed. He was going to go down to spring training. I played football, and it got a grass stain on it. When I came back home, I had it in my backpack. He was trying to find it. And then he found it in my backpack, pulled it out. It was all wrinkled and everything. And he was literally leaving the next morning to go down to, or his buddy was taking it down to spring training. He beat the living crap out of me. And my mom was like, Rick, are you going to do anything about this? And he was like, nah, he needs to learn his lesson. And just let me get the crap kicked out of me. But with that being said, that's why I am thankful for my family. I mean, I'm truly blessed with some awesome mom and dad and my brother.
You could buy a house from him.
And yeah, that's true. He is a realtor out here. Greg Holland. You can go check him out. But yeah, most of all, I mean, I'm just grateful for them. They always push me, challenge me, and that's why I'm where I am today.
Mike?
Mike's thankful for his
dad. Yeah, that was the question.
He was like, I was going to be thankful that Kroger would be open this morning, but they weren't, farheads.
He's thankful for his dad.
Yeah, he's alive.
He's alive.
He has enough money, I don't have to buy him a house.
That's a great point, Mike. It's really heartwarming. Thank you for that this morning.
Oh, Mike.
I'm thankful for you guys.
Okay. You can expand on that.
No, if that's,
you
will.
Okay.
That's good.
Well, because really I wanted to read this from the 682. I'm thankful for organizations like My Possibilities. They gave my son, who was born with brain damage, a chance to live a normal life with society. And that is outstanding. And from the 817, thankful for Sean and RJ. So am I. We're going to have everybody who's part of the station will be on in some form or fashion or donate money to make up for their lack of appearance.
So you're talking about Sean.
I don't think he's going to donate money.
Oh, really? What do you think he's going to do?
Crypto.
That's fine. If you have a full Bitcoin, no, you'd like to donate, please.
I don't think he's going to give you Bitcoin.
From his dad's coin.
It's going to be Ether, yeah. Or Ethereum.
Brian Broaddus is going to be up here in a second?
Yeah, he is.
Holy cow.
I can't wait to see him.
Broaddus is a great man.
He's one of my favorites.
And back to you, Alec.
You know, that is the thing, too, is he started this whenever we started our mornings when we would fill in. He started telling the naked tuna story.
And yes, we will get that today as well.
Thanksgiving tradition is the naked tuna story.
It's like the turducken.
Exactly.
From John Madden.
I don't like where I was going to go with that.
I caught you. That's why I stopped you. You're welcome.
Thank you, Derek. I love you.
You should be thankful for that.
I am thankful for that. And I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful that I get to be a part of the whole thing this year. Really cool opportunity. Thankful to be a part of the show full time now. And thankful for everybody this time of the year. You know, it's always... it's always a mess, you know, trying to get everything figured out in a short amount of time, getting everything ready, figuring out how to schedule things out, high school football playoffs and stuff, like all kinds of hats I'm wearing and everybody keeping me sane. So appreciative to everybody outside of the family because they know who they are, you know, but the people that are not blood relatives that make me feel like family and everybody that's texting in right now as well. 877-881-1053. From the 915, being unemployed, I'm thankful for having the basic needs. That's always something to lay your head on and glad that you are able to get those things. From the 469, able to wake up and go to work every day. Thankful that we got to do that and thankful that the alarm woke me up this morning. Jagon and Terrell says from the 214, my health. So thankful for that. Lots of people saying thankful for Peace-a-thon today, which
delightful. I appreciate it.
So but as soon as this segment ends, I'm going to start looking at the auction website, see what things I'm going to try to run the price up on and hopefully win.
Ooh.
Especially those select WWE cards.
Just bid on everything that Mike bids on.
He's famous. He's got more money than
doesn't
me.
Matter. I'll help
I'm trying
I'll
to get on the KNC masterpiece.
I'll help you.
He has been bidding on a show to be on a show that he's on. He's bidding on a show, which I love. Mike's like, you know what? That's how much I care about being on this show. And, you know what?
All right, Sean.
You got a good point.
Who
about
knows
that.
What the future holds?
And he also has bid on the Whataburger for a year. He won it last year.
Yeah, I did.
And was it worth your life last year to
was
have
it
like,
worth my life? I like Whataburger. No, I'm not giving my life for Whataburger.
All right,
it was worth it. I threw a baseball party for the kids at Bishop Lynch, and then you get 52. You know, the coupons or whatever for free hamburgers at Whataburger. And then you get a whole bunch of swag with it. I believe you get a $100 kind of gift card with it. So, it's awesome. Especially like when you have a daughter in college and you can give her, you know, 10 free Whataburgers. So you're like, hey, you know, when you're out at night, you know, going to bed at hopefully 9 p.m., I'm sure, that, you know, here's some free food.
Raging. She's partying like no other.
All right, Mike.
Probably is.
He's getting hammered.
Mike, you yesterday you were upset that we didn't get to something else that can mess you up if you're not aware. An Uber Eats driver in New Jersey, in Lindenwald, noticed a strong smell whenever they picked up a Chipotle order in downtown New Jersey. And as they were driving, they're like, all right, this doesn't smell like Chipotle. This smells like something different. So they opened up the bag, which that's an Uber Eats no-no. And they said, I got to figure out what this is. They opened up what looked to be a burrito.
Oh, dear.
And inside the foil was an ounce of marijuana.
Oh.
So.
That's probably a better deal if you like marijuana.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is this came directly from a Chipotle. So this was a worker that was doing some undercover side hustling, which, you know, hey, respect, economy's tough. But they got caught because they didn't wrap it up enough, and you could smell it instead of, you know, the different rice and protein options and whatnot. So,
whoops.
Check your burritos before you eat them.
I promise that's
not cilantro that you're smelling or seeing.
Do most people look at their food or check their food before they eat it?
Yeah, I do.
I do too.
Yeah. Somewhat.
I do a review.
I want to make sure it's the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have mold on it or something.
I mean, yes.
Or mustard.
That is,
if you don't like mustard, like you would be like, oh, this
you don't
is
like
terrible.
Mustard.
I love mustard, but some people have taste
like
buds
mustard?
Like a child.
No, I don't like anything.
Mm. I know you, okay,
it happens,
you know what?
We don't need to pick on me today, although for a certain price we probably can. Coming up next, let's scout the Giants, and we will be joined by Brian Broaddus as we go into hour number two of the 11th annual Peace-a-thon right here on 105 Through the Fan.